Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please. As you go into the hour of power, as you close your eyes, and where you are, pick a song of praises in your own mouth, and Elijah, the miracle you want tonight, sing the song loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. What a mighty God we serve. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, and it doeth wonders. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The mention of that name, every knee shall bow. And the mention of that name, every tongue come. And the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. And the mention of that name, every tongue come. And the mention of God, and the mention of God name, every tongue. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia, oh, you are the mighty God, Alleluia, 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 oh, you are the mighty God, the great I am, Alleluia. Send that fire, that Holy Ghost fire, send that fire again, that Holy Ghost. Oh, send the fire! Oh, send the fire! The Holy Ghost fire! Send the fire again! The Holy Ghost. Amen. The hour of power of tonight's service is assigned to international breakthrough. So as many people as are here, and you believe that the fingers of your God can stretch all over the earth to capture and possess for you everything that belongs to you, so I should push you to play these seven prayers. Play it from your heart. And if there is any document or anything that you bring here, lay your hands on that document, whatever it is. Don't bring it, just lay your hands on it. Lay your hands on it, whatever it is. And as you lay your hands on it, because we are going to lay hands on that document three times. If you are comfortable sitting down, sit down. You want to stand, stand. The important is for your hands to be on those things. And for your prayer to shatter the gates of hell. Say, oh, heavens! Oh!
Something is happening already. Something is happening already. Yes. There must be a change. Masika penda kaya boshende rabo kuntia. Riba slika ni kanteya boshende. Aha. Yes. 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 Name we pray. You see, things are happening already. Things are happening already. I see cobwebs being cleared away from the face of someone. These are the cobwebs that have been disturbing your breakthrough. Say this again loud and clear. Daniel Olukoya, claim your inheritance by fire. In the name of Jesus. Claim it by fire. Yes. Spirit of the living God. Aha, 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 aha. Jesus' name we pray. Look at what is happening to this sister over there. That's right. You had a dream that you were killing serpents. You kill all the serpents, but then they sent you a big one, and you were not able to kill that big one. Sister, you will remember that dream as I'm telling you now. It is that big serpent that is before you now. But by the time you pray this next prayer, that serpent will have been buried alive. Shout this loud and clear. Serpents of poverty. Serpents of demotion. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Pierre Castopena. Yes. Maria Boseka, the sentence kaya bo sente yaba, the kapanda ka. Don't negotiate, don't negotiate. Today is not the day to negotiate. Don't negotiate. Don't negotiate. Aha, aha. Please, the living God. Move, 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 move. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is about to happen now. Something great is about to happen to thousands of people here now. Every enemy of my international breakthroughs, in the name of Jesus. Yes! Papa Tanya! Ribos Sopondoka, Kapoya Boshenta! The Ribos Sopondoka, Tiana Kaya Bosha! Baka Ponda Kapoya Bosopola Kayaba! Manika Ribos Sopia! Where are you? Come through! Yes! Aha, 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 aha! Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me congratulate that sister. That singular serpent that escaped from you before has now been buried alive. I see so many people now receiving letters of breakthrough. And so many gates. Man by also strong man. Say certain people will not enter the certain places. Those gates have been torn open now. say this after me loud and clear. Every bewitchment upon my documents of breakthrough.
Sister, is that the best you can do here today?
Can I hear the brothers shouting it loud and clear? Everybody shouting it loud and clear. You are a liar! God! In the name of Jesus, destroy the witchcraft! Today! The witchcraft of God must be destroyed! Yes! In Jesus' name we pray.
Two more. There are some young people here. Please, pray this prayer with boiling madness. Why? Because if you pray it well, what will happen to your life is this. There will be scholarship breakthroughs for you. You pray it well. Pray it with boiling madness. You will raise up your voices like this, especially if you want unexpected breakthroughs. Shout this loud and clear. Every great man, locking my door of international breakthrough. Can you shout this loud and clear? Make it louder than that, beloved.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Continue. Just a little bit more. Continue. In Jesus' name we pray.
This is number 7 now. Yes.
Say, every owner of the load of stagnancy. In the name of Jesus. Command them to carry their load. What a wonderful night to be here. Master Kapenda Kaya Boshente Rabo Koraba. Nasente Kaya Boshente Rabo. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let there be silence now. Why these angelic beings who are already amongst us are carrying out their very delicate work. Silence now. That's right. They are recalling what has been stolen. They are uprooting virtues that have been buried. They are blinding evil monitoring eyes. They are removing the strong men that are standing at the gates of cities you are supposed to enter.
They are giving you uncommon favor that will make you get that international job. Something is happening in that place. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God, we thank you for another night before you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. We have laid our hands on our document for the first time. And we have decreed unto the Ebulus, beginning from today, let there be a turnaround breaking. I decree by the decree of heaven that no power shall stop you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat for a few minutes. That's a few minutes as we take our Bibles before we go into our spiritual clinic. For the next few minutes, let me look at what I call possessing the wealth of the Gentiles. Possessing the wealth of the Gentiles. And that will take us into about 4 or 5 scriptures. And then I pass a few comments on those scriptures. Then we'll pray our second round of prayers. The final round of prayers will come after the spiritual clinic. Possessing the wealth of the Gentiles. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, 22. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So it is scriptural to capture the wealth of the Gentiles and transfer it to the children of God. It is scriptural to transfer the wealth of the unjust and give it to the just. It is scriptural to transfer the wealth of sinners and give it to the children of God. It is scriptural for us to pray dispossessing prayers on children of the devil and get away from them what they have. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. 2:26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give it to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. So the sinners are to gather, to heap them up, then at the end of the day they give it to the children of God. I don't know if you want to decree wealth transfer here today. If you are that person, shout a loud hallelujah. Now in the book of Job chapter 27, so that you won't say, what kind of thing are they teaching here today? That's how I check in scriptures, and so you see it for yourself. Proverbs, Job chapter 27, verse 13. This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widows shall not weep. This is verse 16 we need. Though he heap up silver as dust, and prepare raiment as decay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. This is scripture. It's not me that wrote it there. In this world in which we're in now, it takes wealth to do practically anything on earth. The purpose of the hour of power here today is to pray to collect back the lost sweat of your ancestors. Beloved, let me tell you one truth. If we can just capture back maybe even half of the world assigned to our ancestors.
A lot of believers will be stinkily rich.
So the purpose of this meeting today is to collect back those lost sweat of our ancestors. Another reason why we're holding this meeting is to withdraw the wealth of the godless into our pockets. That's what the Bible says. Another reason why we are here this evening is to reap where the unbelievers have labored. So it's a very serious prayer. Another reason we're here this evening, this hour of power, is to acquire the silver and gold stored up by the unrighteous. That's what the Bible says. But they can go and gather it. So what? We, children of God, were supposed to repossess it from their hands. If you pray the way you should pray, there are plenty of people that God will go and withdraw things from and give it to you. After all, the Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Another reason why we are praying here this evening is not only to receive double promotion, but triple promotion or uncommon promotions. Another reason why we are here tonight is to take back sevenfold what the enemy has stolen. You know the Bible says, if a man be caught stealing, he shall restore sevenfold what he has stolen. You can collect back from the enemy sevenfold of what they have stolen in your life when you were a baby. Another reason we're here tonight is to win scholarship from distant lands. Many of these people with wives in foreign lands are not born again. They are children of the devil. We can do what you call a wealth transfer. Another reason why we're here tonight is to buy off materials acquired by the ungodly. Buy it off them at cheaper prices. Another reason we're here tonight is to pray so that we can get for less what the ungodly are getting for more. Another reason we're here tonight is to have foreign breakthroughs that swallows any local poverty. So maybe you are here this evening. The enemy has bewitched your traveling documents. The enemy has kept you stagnant. The enemy has ensured that you are very intelligent, but there is no money to sponsor you. This is a night to send your prayer out into the four corners of the earth to bring forward uncommon breakthroughs into your camp. The power of God is here tonight, according to the scriptures we've read, to fulfill these things. People with dark powers, they have perfected the technique of virtue transfer. After how many years ago, many years ago, 1985, we prayed for a young lady. She came herself and said, "Pastor, pray for me." I said, "Because I've converted the brain of all junior sisters, by senior brothers, you know, everybody in the family. I've converted their brain to sawdust." I said, go and check them up. And we found that practically in the whole of the family, no one is doing very well academically. Taking their brains and transfer it to somewhere else. I pray that anyone here tonight, and that which you make it to move forward, has been transferred. Repossess your possession in the name of Jesus. Repossess your possession. 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 In the name of Jesus. Dark powers have perfected virtue transfer. And the Bible makes us to understand that things like peace, joy, prosperity, glory, breakthroughs, they are spiritual entities. They exist like an entity in the spirit world. They can be given and removed. They can be transferred. They can remove all the money somebody will make in this life away from the person completely. They transfer it. They can steal it and give it to themselves. They perfected that technique. These are serious matters. But the big truth, which many of us still have not succeeded in keying into, is that we have a greater power. Jesus fed 5,000 people with just a few pieces of fish and bread. 5,000. Jesus paid his tax by asking the disciples to get money in the mouth of a fish. in the land of famine, Elijah stood and said, "Go, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand and some oil." And the widow said, "My Lord, that's all we have. I'm just open to eat it and then that's all. But nevertheless, because you want it, I'll give it to you." And Elijah said, "Your jar of oil shall not dry, and that of bread too shall not be spent." And all through the 3.5 years of famine, that woman ate like a king. We have a greater power. I remember the great apostle Babalola. By the time he went to be with the Lord, he had plenty of houses, which the owners abandoned, and they gave it to him at giveaway prices. Some will build a big house, and serpents will be crying on the roof, and the man of God will come and pray there, and the serpents will be silenced. But they'll say, "I'm sorry, we can't leave anymore. Man of God, anything you have, just bring it, take the house away." That's wealth transfer. A child of the devil is sitting on money that is using to serve the devil. We have the right to unseat him and remove that money for God's work. Because God holds everything. God wants us to prosper. God has given us power to get wealth. The Bible says God can teach us to make profit. According to Isaiah 48:17, Bible makes us understand that poverty comes from Satan after the fall. God promises us also the wealth of the wicked. And this is why we are here today. We are going to go into prayers again. The kind of prayers we are going to go into now, they are what we call wealth transfer prayers. Taking it away from the camp of the enemy and transferring it into our camp. Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. Plenty of things have already happened here tonight, but more things will begin to happen now. But you see, wealth transfer prayers are not prayers for gentlemen to pray. Because the devil is a person who wants to possess wealth. And he doesn't really want to release it to God's children. Because he knows what we're going to do with it. Close your eyes now. Aha. The words of the prayer may look very, very serious to you. But don't worry. Pray them. There will be results. Say, "You wicked, work very hard. Gather wealth." Can I hear the sister saying this loud and clear? Sisters, is that how seriously you want it? God has shouted his loud and clear. And transfer it to me. Can you say it loud and clear? Yes. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray the word transfer prayers. Command them to work very hard. Then we pray. Shout this loud and clear. Diviners of the wicked, run mad. Can you say that loud and clear? And let their weight flee to my camp. In the name. Say this with a holy shout. Falling benefits.
me by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, as we pray this next prayer, the power of God will now begin to move from person to person. This is the second time now. Lay your hands on any document you brought here. The final laying of hands is coming after the spiritual clinic. You will shout this loud and clear. Oh, wicked! Make mistakes that will move me forward. Can you shout this loud and clear? I'm sure you can shout it louder than this. Still retain your hand on that document. Every power of my father's arm, arresting my father's benefits. There! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it. Every power of my father's house. That is arresting my foreign benefits. Tonight, yeah! In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be silence now. If you came here with any sickness on your body, it is time to lay your hands upon it. Yes, the power of stroke has been broken to pieces in somebody's life. At this one side of your body looks dead. If you had great difficulty getting up from bed this morning, the arrow fired into those, that's your hand and your leg has been broken completely. Yes, the power ringing bells in your ears, that power has not been completely silenced. You plantation of spirit husband, in the womb of that sister, that they are calling fibroids, hear the word of the Lord. Get out of your hiding place. In the name of Jesus, you the abnormal high blood pressure, vanish now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, let every infirmity presented here now begin to lose their hold and flee from the hiding place. Lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold. Receive your healing now in the name of Jesus. Masakapende sente ya bushanda, rabe sekapende kayaba. Right magnetizing power. Fall upon my life now. In Jesus' name we pray. Now there is someone over there. A strong man has been following you to the embassies. Something has happened while you were praying. That strong man has been buried now. The enemy knows that your wealth is over there. It has banned you from going. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Lord, I thank you for these people here. Convert their testimonies to the blood of Jesus. Let your mighty fall upon their lives. Affliction will not rise again a second time. Say this again loud and clear. I fire back every arrow of sorry. Fly next time. I fire back every arrow of sorry. Fly next time. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's rise up on our feet now. If you have any documents here you want to use as a point of breakthrough for your international breakthrough, it's the time to just lay your hands upon it, whatever it is. Just lay your hands. Don't break it, just lay your hands on it where it is. And pray this prayer with all your heart. Then after praying this prayer with all your heart, then I'm going to pray as well. And I want your amen to be super dynamic. Anointing to prosper in dry places. Fall upon my documents in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to decree that anointing to come upon it, even in dry places. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this loud and clear. Every gate of my global breakthrough, open in the name of Jesus. Command the gates to open in the mighty name of Jesus. Bakaribo sepende kaya boshende raba, makaten sepela kaya boshente raba kaya ba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now pray this louder than anyone here. Every power assigned to kill me. Can you say this loud and clear? You are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus, whatever powers been assigned to kill you, let those powers be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, Pirika Ponde Kasanda, Nariba Ponde Kasante Yaba. The rivers upon the Kayabo Shantayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your amen be sharp and dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand here as your servant this day, and I decree according to your promise that all who are presented here today, they will be candidates of global breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, your God shall arise. Your enemies shall scatter. 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 Every document presented here today, every document presented here today, become the document of testimonies. Now, in the name of Jesus, I cover you and everything that is yours with the blood of Jesus. It is written.
that you to the hills will raise up your head. From there comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Will not suffer your feet to be moved. For he that keepeth you will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. As you go, the hand of God shall be upon you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Ngozi Onyema. I thank God.